As companies around the world continue to take steps against Russia, Ukraine's Film Academy is now calling for an international boycott of Russian cinema. Europe's film industry expressed solidarity, and the Cannes Film Festival announced it's barring anyone with ties to the Kremlin. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the five major Hollywood studios are taking action as well.
Warner Brothers had been scheduled to release The Batman to theaters in Russia on Friday.
I'm vengeance.
But days ago, Warner Media announced that in light of the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine, it's pausing the release of its new superhero movie starring Robert Pattinson as the Dark Knight who faces down Gotham City's villains.
It's not just a call. It's a warning.
In Russia, Sony Pictures Entertainment is also delaying the film Morbius, starring Jared Leto as a doctor who becomes a vampire.
Are you here to heal the world? Or to destroy it?
Similarly, Paramount Pictures is delaying the animated sequel Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and The Lost City, an adventure flick starring Sandra Bullock.
This is ridiculous.
Delete. Delete. Delete.
The Walt Disney Company announced it's working with its NGO partners to provide humanitarian aid to Ukrainian refugees. And for now, it's not releasing its theatrical films in Russia, starting with the Pixar animated film Turning Red.
I'm a gross red monster! Don't look at me! Stay back!
The Hollywood boycott of Russia is welcome news for Ukrainian film producer Ilya Svidler.
When all the big Hollywood movies are not released, people feel it.
Svidler is the CEO of Kinolife, a Ukrainian film distributor. He's now hunkering down in an apartment building in Dnipro, a six-hour drive from Kyiv, with his wife, their eight-month-old daughter, and his parents. Svidler's company once sold film rights to Belarus, but no longer works with those partners ever since the Russian aggression began in 2014.
We deleted all the films related to Russia from our catalog because we don't want to promote any films of the aggressor.
Sony's action-adventure film Uncharted with Tom Holland is currently number one at the box office in Russia. And last year, more than 10 million Russian moviegoers watched Spider-Man No Way Home. Svidler says he agrees that boycotts will be a big problem for the Russian film industry.
The Hollywood movies made over 70% of the box office in Russia. So now 70% of the profit from the theatrical distribution doesn't exist. They have only little independent films, Russian films. So I think it's a good financial tool to stop the war because, you know, it's millions and millions of dollars. They couldn't get them, so they couldn't pay the taxes, and the taxes couldn't go to the war.
Svidler says Ukrainian cinemas are now shuttered, and some movie studios have become shelters for families facing Russian bombs. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.